This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the program, and you can bring up anything that you might want to discuss. There's always a lot of things to discuss here on Free Talk Live. We bring things to the table, and you can also do the same thing. We have the toll-free numbers and also our Skype username here in moments that will allow you to take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
All right, so you can join us here. The news out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire yesterday was hundreds of people, including a number of Liberty activists, Free State Project participants, early movers, went out to a Donald Trump campaign appearance in Portsmouth.
Uh-oh.
New Hampshire.
Uh-oh.
With fun signs like Trump is a fascist and other things that were attacking Donald Trump, who is, you know, just an absolute nut job. He has advocated for the closing down, basically, the borders. He wants to build a border wall, says he's going to force Mexico to somehow pay for the border wall. He is going to, he claims, stop all Muslims from immigrating into the United States. And further, he's going to consult with Bill Gates on how to shut down parts of the internet, because anyone who supports freedom of speech is a foolish person, a foolish, foolish person.
Well, in defense of the Mexicans should be, of course, paying for the border wall, because that's what's going to be used to keep the Americans out
of Mexico
when we're trying to flee the United States. And, you know, so our guy will be like,
what do you mean? He's going to make he's going to help bring America back. What's his campaign slogan? Make America great again.
Make America great.
Yeah, you're not going to want to leave, TJ. It's going to be so great.
It's going to be like East Germany. It's like, you know, so prosperous. That's why they had to build the wall. You know, is that so many of the doctors and lawyers and engineers were leaving and fleeing to West Germany. They had to build a wall. And the argument is actually very simple. If the government, you know, if you think about how much the government has spent educating me, they spent about $10,000 a year over the course of 13 years, K through 12. So they put $130,000 just in my high school education. And if you figure my college education was another $15,000 a year over the course of 4 years, that's $60,000. So you, the taxpayers, have put $180,000 into my education. So, yeah.
And now you're working against the government.
And now I'm working against the government, yeah.
So well for
so,
them.
Well, I mean, and this is a good point to make is, why does the government get to tell us what we can put into our bodies? Why do they tell us what kind of jobs we can have? Why do they tell us what we can smoke or eat or drink? And the answer is, we are their property. They paid a lot of money to raise us and to feed us and clothe us. And I know a lot of you might be thinking, well, I didn't. I'm the one who did that. Well, the government, you know, from their point of view, you're their cattle. And so, of course, you have a right to tell your cattle what you want to do with them, how much taxes they're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you complain, well, just shoot one of the cattle, and then the other cattle will fall in line. So
I think that they should make all the school children go build the wall. You know, might as well bring back child labor, too.
Well, at least they'd learn something about how to not build a wall. You know, the first wall falls down and kills somebody. All of a sudden, they'd start learning math to not have their walls. It's kind of like, you remember the Bill Animal Farm? They built
the book?
The book, Animal Farm, by George Orwell. Well, you know, they overthrow the farmer, the capitalist evil farmer. And so all the pigs take over, and the pigs rule over Animal Farm, and they decide to build a windmill. But, of course, they don't know the first thing about how to build a windmill, so when it falls over, naturally they blame saboteurs or the capitalists did something to it. It wasn't their own ineptitude. So whenever the government fails, it's never because of the government's incompetence. It's because we didn't make the mistake big enough, or somebody else, you know, tried to stop us. But it's
a bigger budget.
Yeah.
I mean, the wall is so ridiculous, too. I mean, people escape from North Korea. People escape from East Germany. I mean, it's stupid to think that, oh, you can build a wall and somehow it's going to prevent people from, you know, getting into the country. I mean, for God's sakes, there's people are coming on little rafts from Cuba. know, it's ridiculous.
And it's not uncommon to buy off, whether it's North Korea or the southern border of the United States, you can buy off the border guards. And that's how you can get out of North Korea, and that's how you can get into the United States.
Well, Carl Sagan made an excellent point in his book, Pale Blue Dot. He said, look at Earth. All that ever is or ever will be on this little blue dot from 200 miles up. And he pointed out, you see no lines. There's no, you can't even see the wall of China from 200 miles up. There are no lines on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, think of all the blood that has been shed, all the wars that have been started over lines that you can't even see from 200 miles away. And I always thought that was kind of a profound quote. It may sound a little too peacenicky for some of our listeners, but it is something that I always found profound, is that, you know, go 200 miles straight up, and all of a sudden you can't see where Canada, the United States, and Mexico, mm-hmm. where they all, you know, they all look the same.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, now Donald Trump is going to be at war, or at least someone will be at war with Donald Trump. We already knew that El Chapo Guzman, the Mexican drug lord, after he got out of jail, or prison rather, escaped prison, I should say, for the second time, Donald Trump was talking tough about the that particular drug lord, and so Guzman threatened Donald Trump over Twitter. Now Donald Trump's going to be at war with not just the Mexican drug cartel, but also Anonymous has now declared war against Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I wonder if he's doing it on purpose. He is very good. I mean, we're constantly talking about him.
He is.
He must be a marketing genius. I mean, like, for months, it's just been Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump.
I'm rich. I'm going to build the most spectacular, awesome campaign this campaign party has ever seen.
Not a bad impression. Daryl was really on it last night. I was listening to Free Talk Live last night, and he was nailing the Donald Trump impression. And so you're right about that, James. He is absolutely, there's no doubt about it, he has earned the attention that he's gotten. I mean, I can say a couple of nice things about Donald Trump. One is that he really just doesn't care about what people think about what he says. So, like, I have an appreciation for that, even though I don't much care for the words that are coming out of his mouth.
I love all the businesses that he, or ventures he tries that, like, there is a Trump water. Like, he actually tried to have his own water bottle, like, with his face on it.
How'd that work out?
Oh, like, it failed miserably. Like, could you imagine drinking, like, a bottle
out
of water?
Of Donald Trump's head. Drinking your water out of Donald Trump. So, you can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. The story from usuncut.com. Hashtag OpTrump, as in Operation Trump, has begun. Now, TJ, you were rolling your eyes at Anonymous declaring war on Donald Trump. Why is that?
Well, you know, Anonymous, when you actually look at their attacks, and please don't attack the Free Talk Live servers when I say this, but most people who are Anonymous are what I would call script kiddies. They take something like the low-orbit ion cannon, they point it to PayPal and hit go, and then the FBI shows up at their door arresting them, you know, 3 days mm-hmm. later because they didn't take any tracks to hide who they are.
The low-orbit ion cannon is a piece of software that someone else wrote that
yes.
they download that is, you know, designed to attack a certain
website.
It
basically asks PayPal or whatever web page you want for over and over million thousands of times a second. If you get enough people doing that, you end up with...
You crash the site.
Yeah, and distributed denial-of-service attack. When you actually look at most of these attacks that they do, there are things where the security was poorly implemented. Something like an SQL injection attack. And so when I look at the technical ability of Anonymous, I kind of put them in the middle. They're not total script kiddies, but they're not state actors. I mean, these are not like Chinese or Russian intelligence officers mm-hmm. who are doing this.
Well,
so most of the targets that they're going after are targets of opportunity.
You know, Stalin had an excellent quote. There's a certain quality to quantity. So if you have so many people that are, you know, terrible hackers or whatever term you want to use, they're not really hackers, but there's just so many of them that...
Yeah, and if you're jiggling doorknobs and...
Yeah, it's like, you know, eventually one of them... It's the wisdom of crowds, right? You know, one of them might find some exploit. There might be a couple skilled ones in the mist, yeah, too, though.
I'm sure there are some skilled hackers within Anonymous.
Oh, correct. There are,
but,
no
but
doubt.
But what you're saying is the general attacks.
I would say most of the people wearing the Guy Fawkes masks in the parades are not what I would call highly skilled hackers. They're script kiddies.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. We'll tell you what Anonymous had to say in their message to Donald Trump. And also you can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Olive is a yellow lab, 6 years old, full of energy. But, oh, man, Olive was suffering, to use a word, like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day. She was shedding all the time, and it drove my wife crazy because she had to vacuum the house a couple times a day. So I'm going up the expressway, and the radio commercial comes on.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
And I almost drove off the road because I thought this person on the radio commercial was living with my dog, Olive. And I called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out this product called Dynavite. Go to DINOVITE.com. So we started Olive on the Dynavite. In about 6 weeks, she almost has entirely stopped itching, scratching, stopped licking herself. Most of the hair has grown back under her belly. Unexpectedly, her coat has become smooth and shiny, almost like it was when she was a newborn pup. Olive is happy, and my wife is probably the happiest person because the house is cleaner. 859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may join us. right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Anonymous has declared war on Donald Trump. We'll tell you more about that. You can also bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Plus, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive government. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we'll talk more about Donald Trump here in moments. It is Ian James and TJ the Spy in the studio. Let's go to Clayton in Oklahoma City first up here. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live. You know what? I want you to talk about whatever trial that is, but I can barely understand a word you're saying. So at the moment, we're going to put you back on hold, and we'll check back in and maybe get into a better cell a little bit later, and you'll sound better. I do want to find out what Clayton was trying to say, but...
Something about a Daniel trial?
Some sort of trial. I actually do have information about the trial of the man who is being accused of handing out jury nullification pamphlets.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good.
Michigan, and I do want to give an update on that particular case. But let's get back into Trump here a little bit. The anonymous, non-hierarchical, worldwide hacker collective has selected Donald Trump as their latest target by initiating hashtag OpTrump. I always want to say pound OpTrump, but if you say pound, people don't know what you're talking about. So hashtag OpTrump, citing his recent call to ban all Muslim immigration as the reason for this offensive. In a YouTube video, the symbolic Guy Fawkes mask is worn by a figure who speaks to the camera with a heavily modified computerized voice to mask the speaker's identity. In it, Donald Trump is called out for his most recent anti-Muslim comments, which have been met with near-universal public criticism from many people on both sides of the political spectrum. The speaker takes the time to acknowledge and explain the danger of Trump's rhetoric, saying, quote, Donald Trump, it has come to our attention that you want to ban all Muslims from entering the United States. This policy is going to have a huge impact. This is what ISIS wants. The more Muslims feel sad, the more ISIS feels they can recruit them. The more United States appears to be targeting Muslims, not just radical Muslims, you can be sure that ISIS will be putting that on their social media campaign. Donald Trump, think twice before you speak anything. You have been warned. Unquote. In their often unorthodox parlance, Anonymous also announced the attack against Trump in the beginning of hashtag OpTrump via a tweet. They are apparently attacking already the Trump website, which is TrumpTowerNY.com. Denial of service, distributed denial of service attack, which is what you were discussing earlier. TJ, which is, of course, where a site is flooded with requests in a purposeful attempt to overload the servers for said site and cripple its operation. Now, I wonder, you know, why they would choose to attack his Trump Tower site as opposed to, say, his campaign website. You would think right now the Trump campaign website would be a little more popular than Trump Tower.
Yes, well, generally when you look at these things, what they'll do is you have a bunch of people, script kiddies, that are jiggling door handles, and if you happen to have 1,000 door handles, they pick the one that happens to be unlocked. But if you told them you need to go after this particular website, I think they'd have a much harder time with that because you have to find a specific set of vulnerabilities for that website.
Well, even with you're talking about hacking the site, not a DDoS. They can just target Trump's campaign site and take it down, right?
Well, like, yeah, but maybe Trump's campaign has hot fall over. Maybe it has backup. Maybe it has packet filtering.
So there are ways to fight against.
Oh yeah, there are ways to fight against DDoS. If you're going to be a high traffic website like PayPal and Google, you can try and DDoS Google if you want, but they're going to quickly shut you down. They'll start blocking your IP, or they'll start, you know, shunting. Like, it's not impossible. It's just that your smaller servers, the smaller you are. So, like, Free Talk Live, yeah, they could bring Free Talk Live down pretty easily if they wanted to. Just that's the only reason they haven't is because we haven't made them mad.
And I have no intention of...
We totally respect Anonymous to go after whomever you see fit, and hopefully you don't see us as a threat or being mean to you, you know, and... You know, that
there have been some things that Anonymous has done over times that, you know, we've critiqued on the air here on Free Talk Live. But in general, I like Anonymous. I think that they do some good work. And we've, I think, been overall praising towards Anonymous over the years. Although the thing is, with Anonymous, you never know who it is. So when Anonymous does thing A, there are some other people in Anonymous who don't necessarily agree with whatever thing A might happen to be.
I mean, I could be a member of Anonymous. All I have to
Anyone could be.
Yeah, it's a decentralized organization, correct?
That's correct.
So,
but there are still certain like Twitter handles that are, I guess, been around for a while, and they're sort of the go-to locations for Anonymous announcements. But, you know, yeah, you're right. In theory, anybody can throw a mask on and put their voice through a voice changer, and then they're Anonymous.
Yeah, and I haven't heard from Lulzsec for a while. You were the ones that did all the...
Sony PlayStation hacks, didn't they?
Yes. Released a whole bunch of Sony emails and...
Well, I read that...
I remember Strat 4 and HB Geary Federal.
There's a federal agent, Chris Tarbell. I guess he busted one of those guys, and then he got that guy to turn... it was like some Puerto Rican guy, and he basically brought Lulzsec, you know, he dealt him a pretty heavy blow.
Wasn't Tarbell one of the investigators on the Silk Road?
Yes, he was.
I thought.
And he's also the suspected guy that Variety Jones was, you know...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's speculation that... because
Variety Jones was the mentor behind the Silk Road, which is the infamous underground drug marketplace website. So I didn't know that Variety Jones, as of the last time we talked about Variety Jones, he had not announced any suspicions about who the bad FBI agent was.
Yeah,
where did the name Tarbell come up in that?
Well, it's speculation. So according to Variety Jones in the Tor chat, one time... whoever he was talking to signed the initials CWT,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, Christopher W.
Tarbell.
Yes, that's a suspicion.
Huh.
And then he realized the mistake, and, you know, the guy got all upset and mad and whatever. He made a mistake, you know, a stupid mistake, signing his initials.
It'll happen.
Getting
sloppy. Maybe he was having too many drinks that night.
I do find it hilarious that if it's truly him, okay, now you have three federal agents that are corrupt. So, I mean, it's like...
that you know of.
That's right. So you have to wonder, like, how much corruption is in this organization?
Yeah, that's what concerns me when you figure the Silk Road case maybe had 100 agents on it. And out of those, you had two from two different agencies that are admittedly were stealing or corrupt.
Yep.
I'm like, that's not good. Anytime the corruption rate exceeds 1%, that's kind of a bad thing when those people have the ability to arrest you and kill you and take all your crap.
Another fascinating aspect of that whole thing was there's interagency fighting. So the FBI...
I love it when that happens.
Oh, yes.
They're like, this is our case. And the DEA is like, no, this is our case. Like, it's just fascinating.
And the United States Postal Inspectors are saying, well, they're using the mail, so it's our case.
Yeah, that's true.
And the IRS is saying, well, they're not paying income taxes, so it's our case.
You're right. All those guys are trying to get involved in that.
If you want to share your thoughts with us here, you may do so, whether it's on Anonymous, Donald Trump, or whatever happens to be on your mind. Even the Silk Road, Variety Jones. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE+. The man who has been he's in hot water now in Michigan for handing out jury nullification pamphlets. We'll tell you what the prosecutors had to say about him here in a moment. Our number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username's LRN.FM.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
James,
and TJ the Spy.
And you can also join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find there. The features actually are free, so you just go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can submit content right there to the front page of the site. And you can vote on the other content that has already been submitted by other listeners. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. The attacks by Anonymous against Donald Trump have begun in what is being called hashtag OpTrump, as in Operation Trump. It was his statement about banning Muslims from immigrating to the United States was the reason that Anonymous decided to target Donald Trump. And they apparently have already taken down his website, TrumpTowerNY.com. Now, whether it's still down right now, I actually have not gone to check. But earlier, apparently earlier in the day, it was. And, yeah, I think it may actually still be down. Anyway, according to media sources that attempted to access the site, it does appear the website is now functioning, according to USUncut.com. So it may be going up and down. Oh, yeah, it looks like it's back. So, as with almost any anonymous statement, due to the inherently fractured nature of the organization, it's unclear as of yet how much support that Operation Trump has, although this DDoS attack could very well be the beginning of a major offensive. The Hacker Collective is also currently engaged in a steady campaign against ISIS and has claimed that it has taken down thousands of social media accounts linked to extremist sects. It has also declared December 11th an ISIS trolling day, an event where they encourage anyone to harass, mock, or otherwise hamper ISIS online via whatever means they have at their disposal. So, you know, if Anonymous actually was doing more than just DDoS attacks, like when they release emails and things like that, then I think they're really useful. Like, a DDoS is just really a show of strength, right? Like, oh, look, we got all these people, and we can pound this website to make it so you can't access TrumpTowerNY.com. But if they were to actually reveal, let's say, Donald Trump's private emails, then that would be a particularly interesting kind of attack, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I would definitely agree. I like the one where they changed, like, the homepage to something funny.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
are my favorites.
Yeah, well, that actually requires hacking, right? Like, you actually have to exploit some sort of security weakness or actually crack a password.
It depends. I mean, Sarah Palin like that, right? got hacked because of the password reset question. So, in a good example of, you know, when you sign up for a account, they say, like, where did you go to high school? Where did you meet your husband? What's mm-hmm. your cat's? What's your favorite sports team?
So someone mascot? Knew those things about Sarah
those
Palin.
Are yes. You know, like, where did you and your husband meet? And so they knew enough background information. They reset her email, and they managed to get access to her Yahoo email accounts. And
wow.
That is a violation of 18 U.S.C. Section 1030, computer fraud and abuse. It's a serious federal offense. Of course, the feds are not going to go after you unless you do it to somebody really important, like a presidential candidate.
But if you're not inside the United States, I don't know if they can really do much about
well,
that, right?
Something similar happened to Roger Ver. They somehow hacked him using that same method where they answered the password recovery questions. And I think he posted some kind of bounty. And I think I don't know what happened. I think they caught the guy.
Oh, wow.
So that was kind of an interesting change on that.
I vaguely recall that being the case, but I do remember Roger putting up some kind of a bounty.
Yeah, TJ's got kind of a funny story where he'll just like randomly generate things for those fields. Like, so then when he's on the phone, you know, maybe he can tell it. They'll be like, you know, what's your mom's birth name? And he'll be
some weird set of numbers and letters in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, actually, it's funny. So, like, whenever I call in to like Vanguard, they'll say, and please, sir, could you tell me your mother's maiden name? And they get this really confused look, and I'll go, I'll go Tango Papa Golf Golf Hotel Uniform Yankee X-Ray Alpha Delta Quebec Sierra Lima Lima Papa.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be like, oh, thank goodness, I thought there was something wrong with my screen. And it kind of drives me crazy, because as a computer security person, the whole point is to have secure answers, ones that attackers shouldn't be able to guess. And your mother's maiden name, well, that's public record.
That's easy to get.
Anybody can fill out. So I was filling out a bank application at one of these local banks, and they said mother's maiden name. And so I wrote Orange Plastic Toyota. And she said, oh, well, I need your real mother's name. And I said, let me see if I got this straight, ma'am. You need my real mother's maiden name so you can verify it's me on the phone. Is that correct? Yes, that's correct. So, you know, you have no way of knowing whether I am giving you a real mother's maiden name or just a security word. Well, we still need to have it for regulation. So I said Herzlberger, which was just a made-up fake last name. It wasn't my mother's real last name. But then I went and wrote it down. And it went to show me that a lot of people in life are just automatons. They look at the box. If something doesn't compute, they say, I can't accept it, even though it's a perfectly good thing. So, for example, I recently, you know, you know how my name, TJ, is not my birth name, but I'm going to change my name, and this time I want to change my name to name invalid. So my first name will be name, my last name will be invalid. And when I go through the airport security, it'll say name invalid. And of course, they're going to secondary, and the cops are going to run my passport through NCIC, and it's going to come back.
Name invalid.
No, it'll come back. Passport valid, name invalid, clear clearance. Or the other one I thought was my first name could be first, my last name could be my first name could be last, and my last name could be first. So I'd be Mr. First or Mr. L First. Or the other thing, and I talked to you about this, Ian, you know the movie Blazing Saddles?
I probably saw it when I was a kid, but I don't know it well.
Well, there's a gag in there. Everybody in the town has the last name of Johnson.
Okay.
So my idea was everybody could change their name to Ian Freeman. because it comes out.
That would be super confusing.
Well, that's the whole point, because they come to the house. We are here to arrest Ian Freeman, Ian Bernard Freeman. Well, which one? I'm Ian Bernard Freeman, so it's like Spartacus.
Well, that's why they get the birthday, right? So they can tell the difference between one person and another.
Well, here's where NCIC fails, because if there's two of us with exactly the same birth date and exactly the same first, middle, and last name, as far as NCIC goes, we are the same person. So
wasn't there a case where some gentleman was held for like weeks in jail and just because he had the same name as someone else?
Well, there's a lot of cases. I can tell you one in St. Louis. The guy was picked up. The suspect was white. He failed to appear in a court on a traffic ticket, and the guy's identity that he stole was black. So the black guy is sitting in jail for a whole month going, "This is not me. I don't know what the heck you're talking about." He sat in jail for 30 days before his public defender actually bothered to look at the original warrant and said, the warrant that you're seeking is for a white guy. My client's black. The fingerprints don't match at all. And so he sued the city of St. Louis for unlawful arrest, because it wasn't that they arrested the wrong person. It's that they took 30 days to realize that they had the wrong person. And this is a good piece of TJ the Spy advice. Before you go on vacation, always go down to your local sheriff's department. Ask for what's called a 1028J2 wants warrants query. The idea being is if you're going to get arrested, you want to get arrested in your hometown where you have your family and your friends and your local bail bondsman. If someone steals your identity, like suppose I get on the road, I'm Ian Freeman, and I get caught with something, and they don't have my license, but they just take your information. I say that I'm you. They'll write a ticket. I don't show up. A warrant is now issued for your Ian Freeman information. Mm-hmm. You get pulled over in Ohio.
Good luck straightening that out.
Good luck trying to tell him that, oh, officer, that's not me. You're going to spend. So I always, before I go on vacation, I go to the local police department. They look at me kind of weird, like, why would you be wanting to know if you have any wants or warrants? And I say, no, officer, that's the whole point. I don't think I have any warrants, but I want to be sure. And
interesting. So you did this before you went to Hawaii?
Yes, actually did it in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. James and I took James down to the Honolulu Police Department. We saw an expired elevator permit.
Oh, wait, isn't that breaking your own rule?
Huh?
You said do it before you go.
You do it before, and then you do it before you get on the plane again.
Like, to go back.
Anytime you travel, that's when you're at your weak point, right?
I see.
Yeah. So I said, I should have done it before I left, but I didn't have time. So I figure, well, if I get arrested here in Hawaii, I'll have enough time to bond out and fix whatever's going on. But as a general rule, the first time you do it, the police will look at you kind of funny. But then, you know, it's a good travel rule to know. Do you have any wants or warrants out for your arrest
before
you go on the road?
I checked myself down in Florida. I didn't go to the local department. They actually had an online
warrant. Yeah, the FDLE, and that's just for Florida. So.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And if you don't think there'd be warrants out for your arrest, well, you know, you never know these things. Doesn't hurt to find out.
Surprise.
It's an unpleasant surprise. It's Free Talk Live.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of Power Trader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of Power Trader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious hideous leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways to do that is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. It's $5 a month, or Bitcoin equivalent. We're now taking Bitcoin for the first time as of like 2 weeks ago, so relatively new. We've been taking Bitcoin through our Bitcoin tip jar for quite a long time, but now we are taking it for the AMP program, so we have a way to automate that, and it's working out very well so far. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more at amp.freetalklive.com. Tonight with you, you've got Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
So whether it's Anonymous, Donald Trump, or whatever you want to discuss, you're certainly welcome to join us on, I guess it was last night in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, there was a Donald Trump visit, and it turned out that at this particular visit, there were actually more protesters against Donald Trump than there were people there to support and to see Donald Trump. So the protesters outnumbered the supporters. They had lots of great signs like refugees welcome, Trump is a fascist, Jesus was brown, and some other fun things. There were musicians that had come out there. People from all across the political spectrum were there. There were Free State Project participants. There were Republicans. There were Democrats. Independents were there. Even Susan the Bruce, who is a
Bought from Massachusetts, major liberal.
She's a vehemently anti-Free State Project person. She was actually out there at this particular event, and I saw her posting about it on NH Peace Action, which is a group on Facebook. She posted a video of the Trump protests, and I told her, "Nice to see you're working with, willing to work with Free Staters, Susan DeBruce." And then she responds, the lady can't take a compliment, right? Like that's just a nice. I put a little smiley face on it. It was just, "Hey, you're working together with the people that you generally are criticizing. That's a nice thing to be able to do. Like right. to be able to put aside
just this one time. You're helping. Okay, we're working together.
Yeah, you put aside your biases for a moment, and you've come together on an issue, and I think that's a good thing for people to be able to do. I'm willing to work with people who I don't agree with on some issues, on issues that I do agree with them on.
Okay, you guys on pins and needles, Ian, what did she say?
So she says, if posting a video is proof, she puts that in quotes, that I'm working with the Free Staters, Ian, apparently I'm also working with CNN, NBC, the late John Trudell, the Maccabees, Yo-Yo Ma, WKRP, and Pryden, to name a few. My, what a busy woman I am. This is a page for NH Peace Action. It's not a place for Free Staters to bring their complaints, grievances, and grudges to.
You gotta love these people. They seem like they're very, very happy in their lives. I mean, you know, they're always smiling and telling jokes. And, oh, wait, actually, they do the opposite.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny to me.
I don't know if I've ever met her, so I don't know what she's like in real life, but she is definitely a grump on the Internet. That much is for sure. So I come back at her. I said, well, that was a compliment. She says, we both know what it was, Ian. Treat this page with respect or be gone. And she is one of the administrators, so she certainly could boot me out of NH Peace Action, should she wish.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, like, I've been thinking about writing a script for freeking.com so that whenever you post something, mm-hmm. it'll automatically post something negative just to beat the other people. Because I swear there are some people who, they hate you so much that they follow you just so they can be first in line to say how much of a poopy head you are
every single
time. And I'm going, wow, that to me, if I don't like something or if I hate somebody, I just really ignore them and I can't figure out these people.
Well, the funny thing is they'll say they hate and that we're irrelevant. They'll say, you know, how irrelevant we are over at freekeen.com, and James is one of the bloggers there as well as I am. And of course, my counterpoint to that has always been, well, it's pretty clear how irrelevant we are that you're here every single post, every single time, spending your precious time
making fun of us,
trying to talk about
and
us.
And not just making posts, but making very creative graphics using South Park. And I'm just going, wow. This level of dedication, I have never hated anybody this much to make, like, a website dedicated to, like, how much I hate them.
Me neither. I don't understand it personally. I mean, I'm with you. And the fact is, you know, if we were irrelevant, then we would be ignored. I mean, if there was no impact whatsoever from freekeen.com, then people wouldn't come there and they wouldn't spend their time on us. The fact is they are worried about the liberty activism that's happening here in New Hampshire and in Keene, and they want to do something to try to stop us, as though they actually can.
What was the name of that movie where the spores would come in, and it was starred, Kiefer Sutherland, not Kiefer Sutherland, his dad, Donald Sutherland. It was like the invasion of the
pod. Oh, Body Snatchers.
Body Snatchers, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. It's like, you know, the libertarian spores were moving in and were converting people.
Was Sutherland in the original or the remake?
He was in the original. Leonard Nimoy was in the remake, too. Leonard Nimoy played the psychiatrist in the first
one. There's been a few remakes of this movie,
Invasion
by the way.
Of the Body Snatchers.
Okay.
And so...
That's a creepy movie. It's a good one.
Yes. And so I was thinking, yeah, that's what, you know, to, like, the people who hate us, that must be what we're like. It's like, I was out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden I show up. Here I am, TJ the Spy. Where did I come from? Ian brought me here. Oh, no. And then, of course, I convince somebody else to be a libertarian. It's like, no, it's spreading. It's a disease. We have to stop. They're invading the schools. I thought about taking the praxis exam and, you know, becoming a licensed teacher here in New Hampshire.
Ah.
Yes.
That would be excellent.
And I would invite you, Ian. I'd be like, so, as a former, you know, ex-drug dealer, as a former drug dealer who's long since quit drug dealing, explain to me how mathematics has been used in your profession.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
You'd have to invite Rich Paul in.
Rich Paul, could you please tell us how you use drugs in the drug business?
So you looked like you were going to jump in with something, James, but maybe not.
I kind of forgot, but I was thinking about, like, the haters. I don't like the government, but I don't hate them. You know, it's, like, such a difference in my mind. Like, it's very evil, but I guess the history of humans is, like, anytime there's differences, like, there's going to be hate. I mean, you can look at, let's say, supposedly the Romans killed Jesus Christ, and, you know, Martin Luther King was shot, and it's just, like, a long history of hatred, unfortunately, so it's not anything new.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I've always said that, you know, I'm grateful that we don't have anybody setting anyone's house on fire or burning a cross in a front yard or lynching someone, hanging them from a branch of a tree here as far as the hatred level is concerned against the liberty activists. So things are relatively calm in this particular movement, at least as far as the opposition
is
concerned.
We're not even tar and feathering the tax collectors. Remember, the revolutionaries during the Revolutionary War, they would take the tax collector, tar and feather them, and run them out of town. And so,
the government guys have it pretty easy as well. I was referring to the people who are hating on the activists and what they were doing to us.
I think overall, you know, the media would have you believe the world is more violent than ever, but I think it's actually the opposite. I think, you know, if you look at it from an objective standpoint, there's less war, there's less violent crime.
I believe someone has looked at that from an objective standpoint, that there have been, you know, numbers run on that, and that the world is more peaceful now than it ever has been.
And, you know, to me, the next evolution in that is ultimately doing away with the coercive state. You know, that was pretty much the most violent organization in the last century. So hopefully we can, you know, kind of do away with that and move towards, you know, there's always going to be rules, but they just need to be voluntary.
You know what I find amazing? 1933, you could purchase a fully automatic Thompson submachine gun, a Tommy gun, $50 mail order. No background check, no paperwork, no fingerprints, no nothing else. You get it mail order, $50. 1 year later, the National Firearms Act, one of the first gun control laws, said, okay, you can still have a machine gun. You just got to pay a $200 tax. And that $200 tax has been exactly the same since 1934.
$200 is a lot of money
about
in 1934.
It would be about $6,000 today. So $50 back then would be like $1,500 today. So it effectively was a ban. But in somewhat of an irony, the only people who had legal machine guns were the gangsters. They could afford to pay the $6,000 tax. But it's kind of nice because now, you know, because of the Hughes Amendment, I own a fully automatic MP5 submachine gun. And so if you want one that's full auto, what I say is it's really, you know, it's a $50 machine gun part, and it comes with a $25,000 piece of paper from the federal government that keeps me from going to prison for having that $50 part. And I pay a $200 tax to the government for the right to own it.
Well, if they want to put you in prison, they'll come up with a different reason.
Yeah.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, prosecutor says a Mecosta County man in Michigan, his pamphlets, the pamphlets alone, could create a lawless nation. Wow. What kind of pamphlets does this guy have? We'll find out here, and you can share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published two novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science.
Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.